Today's hits, yesterday's favorite, CKDR. Good morning, I'm Richard McCarthy. Joining me right now is a team member with Northern Critters in Need, Foster Supply Coordinator in the Dryden-Sulicount area, Sam Cossack. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Richard.
Big event coming up for your organization in just a couple of days. But first off, let's talk about the organization itself, Northern Critters in Need. Tell us about the organization.
Northern Critters in Need kind of emerged when we lost the support of OSPCA, having a shelter for animals that need homes in Dryden and the Kenora area. So you started to see rescues emerge from that. We're looking for a safe place for these animals to call home, whether they're homeless, whether they're not being taken care of. And our rescue came about so that we can try and find forever homes for these animals.
We're talking with you this morning because the need is high right now. We're looking for foster homes leading possibly to that adoption process. Tell us how it all works.
What makes us different than, let's say, a humane society, let's say in Thunder Bay or our previous OSPCAs, is that we don't actually have a shelter per se for these animals to go to. So we solely rely on foster homes. If we don't have foster homes, which we are in dire need of, then we're having to find other rescues or having to say no to some of these animals that are coming into care. So most of our animals that are coming into care are coming from remote communities, whether they're driving or flying. Some are coming from our community here in Dryden as well or the surrounding area. But again, if we have an animal that is in need, doesn't have a home or isn't being taken care of, we need these foster homes in place to take them on because we don't have a shelter for them to go to.
This organization is run by volunteers. Talk about that aspect of Northern Critters in Need.
Just like any other volunteering, it's all out of the goodness of your heart. Don't get me wrong, the volunteering definitely has pros and cons with all of the animals that you're taking on as a foster. You want to keep them all. They tug at your heartstrings. But at the end of the day, you have to remember that if you have one foster come in and you find that dog or cat or whatever animal it may be a home, then you can open up your home again to another animal that needs a place to go. We are looking for people to help out with different fundraisers, like the one that we have going on at the Pet Store on Saturday. We always need help going to remote communities to help bring in some animals into our care. I also have a couple volunteers coming with me to remote communities as well to go and gather some dogs to bring into our care too. So never a lack of things to do to find volunteers for.
All right, Sam, you touched on it. The big meet and greet at the pet store on Saturday. Tell us a little bit more about that.
The meet and greet is a way to draw some people in that are looking for a pet, or maybe they don't know that they're looking for a pet yet, but they fall in love at the pet store. It's a good way to get some of our adoptable pets out in the open, get them to socialize. It's one thing, it's definitely nice to see some of the pictures online on the Facebook page, but I know that pictures don't do it justice. You want to learn and get to know the dog's personality, what kind of training they have in place. So the meet and greet is so that people in the community can go talk with the fosters about these adoptable dogs and see if that dog or cat is the right fit for them.
So the meet and greet at the pet store this Saturday from 1 until 3, Northern Critters in Need inviting you. If we can't make it to that, Sam, we've seen something on Northern Critters in Need Facebook page. What's the next step?
So we have a Facebook page, Northern Critters in Need, and there's always someone attending to the messages from there. If you send the Facebook page a message, whether you're interested in an animal or have any questions, we're always here to help. If you are interested in adopting an animal, if you go to the meet and greet and there's a face that you just can't go without, then our applications for both fostering and adopting are found on our Facebook page, and the post is always pinned to the top so it's easy to find.
Fantastic, Sam. Finally, if I don't have room in my home for another animal to foster or adopt, there are other ways that we can help out. What does Northern Critters in Need require, need at this time, I should say?
I think that we do actually have an Amazon wish list for things that we give to our foster homes. If you do decide that fostering is for you, all of the supplies are given to you. So we're always looking for donations, food. We're always looking for toys. Pee pads are a big one. We can always donate that way. Or again, if you even just feel like coming and hanging out with some dogs and lending a helping hand at some of our fundraisers, that's a great way as well.
Sam Cossack, my guest this morning with Northern Critters in Need. Don't forget the meet and greet at the pet store this Saturday from 1 until 3. Sam, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.